one-day only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh today, a Thursday edition here on The Fan. There's Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packers running back. My name is Tim Allen, in for Sparky and Leroy, as we kind of feel our way through this pandemic and the sports world. Just a random disconnected thought. Frank Gore is a Jet. Just saying. Those of you thinking down the line to football a little bit. We're talking baseball and basketball today here on the Wendy's Big Show. And similar situations as they start putting their protocol together, safety and health. The bubble down in Orlando and baseball going to be more of a geographic thing. Let's continue that conversation with Jared Greenberg of TNT and NBA TV as he hits the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Jared, nice to talk to you again.
Tim, thanks for having me on. Great to be talking about some hoops here.
Yeah, no doubt. And looking, it seems still like it's creeping up on us, but still like a mile away because we so desperately want NBA. But your thoughts here going in, what have we learned in the last couple of weeks here as the players start to report?
You know, I really feel like it's almost the same as the last time we spoke where, you know, I think it was, I don't know, about 6-7 weeks out at that time, where in this climate that we're in, every day, every couple of hours, things change. And, you know, we've learned over the last couple of days of players for various different reasons have decided to opt out, some for financial reasons, some for family reasons, some for their own health reasons. We've learned of several players who have had a positive COVID-19 test. I'm sure there are many more that have tested positive that we have not yet learned about. But I think it's not learning at this point. It's reinforcing that every day new hurdles are going to pop up. And, you know, just on the different calls I've been on and people I've been speaking with, I can tell you that this is just such a massive undertaking that the league hasn't in itself acknowledged, maybe not publicly, but has acknowledged internally that things are going to continue to pop up that they just quite frankly haven't had the time to address head on, and we'll have to take on those things as we move closer to the teams reporting down. People will start going down to Orlando as soon as next week. And then, you know, once we start playing basketball at the end of July.
Yeah, and I do have a new word I've been using a lot, Jared, and has been fluid situation.
Yeah.
Because every minute, you just don't know what it's going to look like. I mean, are we going to get the season in? Because my whole fear is that if LeBron James comes down with this virus, what happens? Or if Giannis comes down with it, what happens? I mean, is the season over for that particular team?
Yeah, no, it's a phenomenal question because, you know, Adam Silver a couple of weeks ago on TNT made it very clear, and in subsequent press releases that we've seen from the league, they've made it clear that a limited number of positive tests will not stop basketball from proceeding. But my question, and I think the question you're asking is, well, is it quantity versus quality?
Yes.
You know, will it matter if it's one superstar versus 10 or more than a dozen bench players or role players? And the whole thing, you know, and I'm sure you guys have talked about it in Milwaukee because the Bucks have as good of a shot as anybody to win a championship, is that, you know, will there be an asterisk next to this? And I think that's a ridiculous conversation because of how difficult of a championship, how difficult of a road ahead it is. However, if a team wins a championship and the team they beat or the road to get to that title did not feature a team's best player or players, and not because of injury, but because of a COVID-19 test or a mandatory quarantine, then that's going to come with some questions into the validity of that title, which is going to be unfortunate because the way you're going to have to win a title without any of that right now is going to be enormously difficult.
It is, and then you see these teams that are tinkering with the idea of making sure that they have their flank covered. In other words, for the Bucks here, I don't think they need to entertain the idea of making changes here because the chemistry was so good, Jared. It's just a great group of guys by a really, really good head coach. And to influx somebody else to try and get into their chemistry with eight regular season games remaining, then you hit the playoffs. I wonder if teams are going to be more set and just cross their fingers, or are they going to kind of deepen their opportunities and provide some choices?
Well, Tim, I mean, you're spot on from the few times I got to cover the Bucks this year and being around Coach Bud and the players. You're right. It's hard to argue any team in the NBA right now had as good of a chemistry or as good of a feel and vibe around them than the Bucks did. And a full understanding of who they are. So I agree with you. I think, you know, and not to get into too much of into the weeds here on this one, but I think what you're seeing of teams adding players has a lot to do towards next season as well. And it's also an insurance policy where, you know, if we need an emergency situation, an extra body, here's the other part of it too, and you may see this with the Bucks. You know, and not that you want to take anything for granted, but I don't know that any team will be as heavy of a favorite in their first round series as the Bucks will be against whoever their opponent is, whether it's Brooklyn, Orlando, or Washington. So I think that Coach Budenholzer will have the luxury, unlike other teams, to ease their way in with the three scrimmages they'll be able to play before July 30th, with the eight regular season games, and then four, at max five, games in their first round series to get up to speed for when they're going to play highly competitive basketball, which, when you think about it, will be about 4 weeks into the whole process once the second round rolls around.
Let me ask you this. Is there a real problem maybe that they may move it from Florida just because of all the high cases that they now have in the state of Florida, or is the NBA committed to doing it where they are right now?
I you know, heard other people, you know, on Twitter or social media tossing that idea around. I've not heard anybody in the NBA making any real assertions to even exploring that possibility. But, you know, as I said at the beginning, chatting with you guys, nothing should be off the table because of the day-to-day situation.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, you know, I look at the numbers in Florida just like you guys do. I like to think that the isolated bubble that we will be in is a little different. And the fact that, you know, even, and it's been explained to me too, who will be going down there, the amount of testing and the amount of precautions that will be taking place. Like, I feel good about it as an individual to go down there and knowing the type of care that will be, you know, there for everybody involved who's going into that bubble. But to that point, I don't even love the term bubble. I like the term. I wish it would be called more of like a hub, because yes. If it's truly a bubble, then nobody ever is penetrating it who can leave it, right? And if you think about it, like, we know how scary this virus is, and what's even scarier is that it seems like, particularly with professional athletes, we hear a positive test, and it's like, okay, well, they're young, they're healthy, and they're asymptomatic, so it's not a big deal. But listen, there's a reason why over 120,000 people in this country alone have died from this virus, is because it can do damage to you. And I don't want to be a pessimist or try and scare people about it. I'm just saying that it only takes one person to penetrate that bubble, which has been handled with kid gloves, to ruin the entire process and really change the course of the entire plan.
You know, Jared, let me ask Jared real quick this question, Timmy, because you kind of alluded to a little bit. How does this change your job? I mean, have you guys talked about that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to change drastically. You know, I know that, you know, some of the detail, and we're still learning, and they're still,
right,
as you said, it's a fluid situation. So whatever
you can use my word, man. Word. Yeah, fluid.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever I was told within the last hour could change, you know, tomorrow.
Right.
But I think the amount of contact we'll have with our colleagues will be limited. The way we're going to do interviews with players is going to change. I would imagine, I haven't been told this, but I'd imagine it's going to look similar to what they've been doing on golf, where, you know, you're separated by 6 or more feet, and there's more of a podium situation. But the whole thing is going to change. You know, the fact that, you know, I'm not going to be flying across the country for a couple of weeks at a time. I may be, you know, essentially put on this campus for a period of a month or more. I'm unsure on that yet.
Jared, let me just ask you. Kid going to New York and then trying to lure Giannis over to the Big Apple, or no?
You know, the first thing that pops into my head on this is when Kevin Durant was a free agent and his former coach in Oklahoma City, Scott Brooks, was hired by Washington, the area which Kevin Durant grew up in, and, okay, and people started to make that assumption. That's why Kevin Durant's going to go to the Wizards, right? And he never even spoke to the Wizards, despite his good relationship with Scott Brooks. You never know with these things, right? It's so wild. I listen, here's the thing. If the Bucks want to talk about any of this stuff, just go win a championship this year,
right.
And I think a lot of that conversation will be put behind him, because maybe Giannis signs the Supermax and he's there for his entire career.
It's quite possible. Final thing for you, shortened regular season finish up of 8 games, and they're going to share some minutes, get their legs back, the whole 9 yards, get ready to go in the early rounds of the playoffs. I being a gambling man, being to Vegas 69 times for a guy from Wisconsin, yeah, I do count. looking forward to my 70th trip there very soon. But who's your money on here? Or can you even go by what we've experienced since the start of the season?
I thought what, and I may have said this to you guys in an earlier conversation. What was so disappointing to me when we had the stoppage was that I was so looking forward to the playoffs, because I felt like these were going to be some of the most unpredictable playoffs we've had in some time. And I
agreed.
Felt like that was going to be a fun roller coaster to be on for all of us basketball fans and sports fans. And now I'm with you. Everybody's at the same disadvantage. So I'm waiting to see not only who comes back in shape. You're seeing pictures of guys, whether it's Marc Gasol or Nikola Jokic, who's in great shape, and now Jokic has, you know, coronavirus. There's going to be injury issues. There's going to be guys who test positive. There's going to be guys who just decide not to play. I have, you know, no idea what to expect. My money was on the Clippers heading into this whole thing. I think they're the deepest, most talented team. But it wouldn't shock me if the Lakers won. It wouldn't shock me if the Bucks won. It wouldn't shock me if Boston was better than we thought that they could be, or Philadelphia actually gets its act together. It's going to be fun. That's the bottom line.
Oh man, it just figures in Milwaukee here, man. They got a really a great shot at it, and then this happens. But certainly, people are in much worse shape than the Milwaukee Bucks trying to win a title. I'll grant you that. Put things into perspective, Jared. Always a pleasure, man. If you're ever looking for a job, Gary Ellerson will take you as a co-host here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Fellas, it's been a pleasure chatting with you, and the fluid situation continues on.
Thank you, my friend. Jared Greenberg, TNT, NBA TV. He joined us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
Gary, taking a look at Twitter here, you can tell almost the age of the feedback on Twitter about our top five of your favorite athletes outside the state of Wisconsin. Because when you have guys like Christian McCaffrey and Pat Mahomes, you would assume that they're just a younger right. sort of guy. But right. What are your favorite top five athletes from outside the state of Wisconsin? They can't even have a Badger tie to it. So J.J. Watt is off the table. Russell Wilson doesn't get a vote for you guys. Think about any sport. It could be boxing. It could be hockey. You name it. We'll do that next. Top five of your favorite non-Wisconsin-related athletes are up next. Gary Ellerson is here. No Leroy Butler. No Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. It's the Wendy's Big Show, AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.